Our moon has a silent killer. When a rocket lands on the moon, its exhaust fires away millions of dust particles from the moon's surface. They could even fly for hundreds of kilometers into space, dashing through anything in their path. A spacecraft parked at the wrong spot could be struck by millions of impacts. But moon dust is not just fast, but also incredibly sharp. For billions of years, meteorite impacts have shattered the lunar surface into ultra-fine powder, melting some of it into razor-sharp glass shards. With no wind or water to blunt them, every grain is like a tiny knife. And it gets worse. The moon has no atmosphere, so X-ray and UV radiation knock electrons out of atoms on the day side, leaving the dust positively charged. On the night side, solar wind particles add extra electrons, making the dust negatively charged. As a result, the electrostatic forces are so strong that grains literally levitate. Clouds of electrified dust hover above the surface and become a serious hazard for eyes and lungs when brought inside a spacecraft. Scientists are still scrambling for fixes. One idea is weaving conductive carbon nanotubes that generate a repelling force that can create an electrostatic shield that pushes away charged dust particles. Another approach is to melt patches of lunar soil into solid landing pads by using lasers, so rockets don't blast clouds of particles into orbit in the first place. But until then, we need to be careful. Every landing stirs up clouds of dust that floats, clings, and cuts.